The following is another Power 99 sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Jacobs with the attack, dug out by Lucas Savage to Hansel in the middle off the noggin of Steedham. And she'll get the six-pack. Tegan Hansel with her fourth kill.
Today, it's Class C1 action from Lincoln featuring the St. Paul Wildcats. High school volleyball in KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Miller handles the serve. Jacobs to the middle of the floor. Benton bumps it across. Jacobowski puts it away. And it's all Cats right now, 19-11.
After finishing third in 2018 and as the runner-up last year, the undefeated Wildcats are looking to take that final step and win the school's first volleyball championship this weekend. It's St. Paul State Tournament Volleyball coming up next. But first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln with Power 99 Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. The 2020 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Championships continue on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com on this championship Saturday. Half of the champs have been crowned. The second half, the last three, about ready to get going. Our only battle of unbeatens. It is number one Wahoo, number two St. Paul. St. Paul made it to the state championship game last year, only to fall to Lincoln Lutheran in a tough four-set battle. For Wahoo, they've also had their round and around with Lincoln Lutheran. They won the championship 2 years in a row, only to fall to Lutheran last year in the semifinals. Lincoln Lutheran finished fourth to Columbus Lakeview in the consolation game today. And the only reason St. Paul is here is a monumental comeback yesterday in the semifinal round over Lutheran, dropping the first two sets, including 29-27 in the first, and then after falling 25-17 and falling behind in the third set, they're able to rally 25-20, 25-22, and 15-8, 61 kills in the match yesterday for St. Paul, led by Josie Jacobowski with 20-16 from Tegan Hansel and a balanced attack after that. For Wahoo, they got a battle from Columbus Lakeview yesterday, but they did win it in straight sets, 25-16, 27-25, and 25-22. Should be a great match. We will talk to Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks. We chatted with him because we had to make the quick transition yesterday from our semifinal straight into state football, and congratulations to the St. Paul Wildcats. They get that rematch with the only team to beat them at Pierce on Friday. We'll talk with the head coach, Matt Kane Fairbanks, when we return.
It was a Friday, and I had that whole weekend not knowing just that I had breast cancer. And I waited for the phone call, and I took actions into my own hand to find Chopur.
I'm the medical oncologist, hematologist at Mary Lanning Hospital at Morrison Cancer Center.
Even though he is not originally from here, he knows the Nebraska ways.
Nebraskans are honest, hardworking, open-minded, open-hearted people. They are always ready to fight back, and that is something I have admired because I have it in my blood too.
He's not just your doctor, he's your friend. He's there to take care of you. He's kind of like family.
My name is Dr. Sitka Chopur, and I am a Nebraskan at heart.
Now by Matt Kane Fairbanks, the head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats, and we're chatting just a few minutes after the semifinal win against Lincoln Lutheran. And Coach, an incredible comeback. The kids, at least this year, had been tested once before when you were down 2-0 to Central Catholic, which wasn't that long ago. But it would seem to me that the momentum was a little bit different. How did the kids find a way to overcome all that hype that we talked about in the pregame to win this match?
Yeah, that's That's a great question. We had to finally get our style of ball, which is it's little ball. It's serve well, pass well, dig everything, cover all their tips, and just keep attacking, keep attacking, keep attacking. We knew, I mean, that was in our pregame. We knew we were going to get blocked. We knew we were going to get blocked straight down. We had to cover some of them, but we just aren't that physical at the net. We're not that physical of specimens. So we accept that we're going to get blocked, but we are going to hit and hit and hit. And, you know, in that fifth set, they were sending free balls over and we were crushing it. And kind of the third, fourth set, the same thing. So if we can keep you out of system, get something easy from you, we're going to take our best swing and you might stop us. But if we do it enough, we're gonna score a few times. It's men's volleyball, man. I'm a men's volleyball player, and we don't allow this wimpy stuff up the net. We're going to rip it, and we're going to rip it, and we're going to rip it, and we're going to win or lose. We're going to hit it hard.
What was the feeling on the bench after not being able to finish the first set? You had three chances at it, and basically three of the five sets were back and forth. Nobody really had more than a couple of point lead. But when you fall behind a 29-27, it's kind of hard to pull yourself up again. And then Lutheran really had their best set there in the second game.
Yeah, that's what makes this overall thing so remarkable, because any team that loses a set like we were in again, Lincoln Lutheran has been our nemesis here at State for 2 years. I mean, we have no business beating them. I'm sorry. They are huge. They are athletic, and they are well-trained girls. And they knocked us out 2 years ago in the semis. They beat us in the state finals last year, and we gave them a real heck of a game. So when you don't take advantage of your chances, and we had a chance in that first set, you know, you talk positive to the girls like, it's okay, we're going to get the next one. But, you know, everybody knows. We're all, you know, I got so many seniors, and we have so much experience. They know that they let one not really slip away. They just got beat. We just needed to sneak that one out. And then we were behind, I don't know, 8-1 or something, the third set. And, you know, it looks like it's over. And they just weren't concerned about it. They just kept, we switched our lineup. We switched our Josie to the back row to start and Tegan to the front row. We thought maybe we could get Josie going a little bit against a different block, and Tegan maybe could occupy that big middle they have and open up some holes. Because that 6'4" girl on the right, I mean, it's, I'd have a tough time hitting against her. I mean, she just seals really well, and she's a good blocker. So I think that helped. They got a little confidence going, and then we made that run, and, you know, and everybody just started to play well. Our whole team started to play well after that.
We're talking with Matt Kane Fairbanks, the head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats. In a match like this, there's a lot of kind of key moments. But I say when you get down to state, everybody's got three or four, or else you're not going to be here. I kind of use the basketball reference. That first kid off the bench or your number five starter, whoever has the best that night might do it. In that fourth set, Abby Elstermeyer came up and had a heck of a rotation through. She had five kills in that set alone. She didn't get five kills a night, and she did it in that set.
I think Abby's had five or more kills one match out of, what, 34 or whatever we played. I really think that one set was the best, I mean, the best few points, like you said, that she's played. And the reason she's out there is because I know she can do that. She just has been a little doubtful of her own self and just doesn't always connect with the setter. She drifts some, she's a little late, a little early. But I've seen that in her in practice. I've seen it before. I knew she could do it. And just to see her finally do that, I mean, we needed her. She saved us in that set. And then Carly Dixon came up with some serves, and our littles in general, Noelle and Paige, came up with some good serving, and we took their middles out with serving a little bit, and that made it easier on our defense as well.
Okay, Matt, it's a battle of undefeateds in the state championship now. Wahoo had been the Lincoln Lutheran rivalry the last couple of years. Now, Wahoo's won a title, Lutheran's won a title. It's St. Paul's turn, and Wahoo's got some height themselves. So is it very similar in this championship, or are there some things that are going to be different?
Yeah, Wahoo's a little different team as far as who they rely on. It's a little bit, I don't say one or two dimensional, but they have a couple superstars for sure and just a great, great setter. I think that Wahoo will actually probably be a little more confident because they don't have to play Lincoln Lutheran, who's been kind of, you said, their nemesis. So that's a disadvantage for us again. But we only have one way to play, Doug, and that's St. Paul volleyball. I mean, it's the scrapping, it's the serving and the passing, and we're going to hit it hard and try to hit the right spots. We're going to know where you want to hit it, and we're going to try to put our best people there and try to put our best blockers there. And if it works out, we're going to win. If it doesn't work out, we're going to do the darn best we can.
Well, like I said, we're talking Friday night. So between when we're talking and we're serving, hopefully the football team took care of business.
Yes,
they're here
sure.
Going crazy for you. Again, things are going well at St. Paul.
Yeah.
Matt,
thank you.
Congratulations. Good luck in the finals.
Thank you. I'm so proud of my kids. Thank you so much for the coverage. It's been an awesome, awesome experience.
Matt Cain Fairbanks, the head coach of your St. Paul Wildcats, and we'll look at the starting lineups on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show ahead of the Battle of Unbeatens, the C1 state final here on Power 99.
To begin enjoying the money-saving benefits and expertise of a full-service independent insurance agency, start with Christensen Insurance. Their ability to match your needs with the right companies at the best value make them a wise choice for home, health, dental, auto, farm, commercial, and life insurance. For a free quote or to contact Christensen Insurance, log on to ChristensenInsurance.com in St. Paul, Central City, and Burwell. It's Christensen Insurance.
H&R Block in St. Paul wish the area athletes good luck. Rick Davison offers tax preparation, all business services, including bookkeeping, payroll, and tax advice. Open Monday from 9 to 5 or by appointment. Call Rick at 308-390-7818.
A place to listen or download podcasts of the game that our Platte River radio stations broadcast from as far back as 5 years are at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bookmark PlatteRiverPreps.com. Download the free Platte River radio app so you're connected. We never forget a great game at PlatteRiverPreps.com, powered by Platte River Radio.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for the Wahoo Warriors. Serving at first will be number 14, 5'9 senior right hand or right side hitter, Lauren Cavan. Number 20, 6 foot senior outside hitter is Kelsey Sears. Second on the team coming into state with 249 kills. Number 4, 6 foot junior middle hitter, Josie Sutton. Number 11, 6 foot senior center, Ellie Glock. Glock is going to play her college ball at the University of Southern California. She had 845 assists coming into the state tournament. Half of those to number 7, 5'11 junior outside hitter, Maya Larson, who has 431 kills coming into the state tournament. And rounding out the lineup, number 9, 5'10 sophomore middle hitter, Maya Emerson, the libero. Number 2, 5'5 junior, Taylor Lubin. The head coach for Wahoo is Trish Larson, assisted by Katie Reeves and Kelsey Sestock. Sixth trip to state. They were the champions in 17 and 18 and were beaten by Lutheran in last year's state semifinals. They defeated Fort Calhoun and Bishop Newman in straight sets, Omaha Roncalli in the district final. Here at state, they defeated Adams Central in a tough three-setter, and the same over Columbus Lakeview. For the St. Paul Lady Wildcats, number 17, 5'8 senior middle blocker Tegan Hansel, third on the team in kills, and she leads the team in ace blocks. Number 15, the 6 foot junior setter, Olivia Poppert. Number 5, the leading attacker on the team is 5'8 senior Josie Jacobowski, came into state with 320 kills. Number 8, 5'11 senior middle blocker Abby Elstermeyer. Number 10, 5'9 senior defensive specialist Cam Morgan. And number 2, 5'1 senior defensive specialist Noelle Rome. Maluka Savage, Paige, sets with the L's for the libero. 5'3 senior Paige Lucas Savage. The head coach, Matt Cain Fairbanks, assisted by Nancy Harrington, Steph Grabowski, Sean Cain Fairbanks, and Brenda Glenns. St. Paul and Wahoo are both 34-0. The Cats beat Central City and Grand Island Central Catholic in the sub-districts, Gothenburg in the district finals, and here at state, Broken Bow and Lincoln Lutheran. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll serve it up for the C1 title next.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Take a look at our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. Ashland Lucas Savage had stitches over her left eye from the blood incident yesterday, but her and Elstermeyer are okay and ready to go, and so is Wahoo as they serve it away, and the state final is underway. And Jacobowski will go from left to right. It's dug out by Wahoo. Their first swing is down and good from Kelsey Sears. So Wahoo scores on their opening serve with Lauren Cavan back there getting the job done. The blue jerseys with the gold armband type look for St. Paul, white jerseys with the blue trim for Wahoo as they move from left to right and come on across. Poppert is going to dump it across into the donut hole for the first kill for St. Paul. How much do they have in the tank after that emotional five-set come-from-behind victory against their state rivals from Lincoln Lutheran yesterday? Carly Dixon, one of the eight seniors on this team, now comes in to serve it away. Wahoo Sears, set middle, back row, driving it across, and it's out of bounds wide from Maya Larson. So St. Paul will take the point off the serve of Carly Dixon. Dixon had 13 points from the service line yesterday. Serve is across, handled there by Sears, set back to Kelsey, blocked up front, Jacobowski with the ace. And a good start here for the Cats, off to a 3-1 lead with Dixon to serve it away. If St. Paul can get up a block, that is going to be huge, because yesterday they managed 7 blocks to the 21 that were put up by their opponents, but the serve here by Dixon is going to be out of bounds. And a side out for Wahoo. 3-2. Dixon's job is to come in and serve. She checks back out. And Lucas Savage comes in as the libero. She'll serve later. And the serve across here by Kelsey Sears. Overpass, tipped across by Poppert. Poppert rattles it off the front row and gets the kill. 2 kills for St. Paul, both belonging to Olivia Poppert. Talked with her a little bit before the match. She just said, we're ready to go. They were waiting for that five-setter. She goes, we've warmed up 3 times already. Poppert serves. It's overpass. Jacobowski goes ahead and sets it. They'll go back to Josie. Tips it into the corner. Handled there by Kavan. Set outside. Angle attack off her own is down and good for Larson. Her first kill. Maya the junior. Trish Larson the coach. Side out Wahoo. That's one of the things when you're waiting around. You don't want to use up any extra energy waiting for your match. Sometimes those nerves will get you going. As Josie Sutton serves it for Wahoo. Middle attack. Take it across there by Lucas Savage. Dug out and outside attack. Good angle swing. Larson got another one. Again for Wahoo, their height, which really concerned Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks against Lutheran yesterday, is very similar. They're all about 5'10 to 6 foot along that front line. And the serve by Sutton, tied at 4 in the first. Back set right side. Jacobowski cuts it down. First kill of the championship for Josie. Last year, of course, here in the state final, St. Paul made it in. They were undefeated, and they're undefeated again coming in. Last year, 27-25, 20-25, 28-30, and 18-25 in the loss against Lutheran. Over dig on the serve, and it's going to be hammered home by Abby Elstermeyer, who had such a good match yesterday, and St. Paul's up 6-4. Josie Jacobowski to serve it away right in front of us here at Pinnacle, but it's into the net. And that is the second service error early on here for St. Paul. Side out to serve it away for Wahoo is Ellie Glock, the outstanding senior setter, as we said, on her way to the state, or the University of Southern California. Outside attack, here is Jacobowski. It's Jenna's turn. The sophomore gets her first kill. She's second on the team in kills behind older sister Josie. 3 girls, right around 200 to 300 kills when you throw Hansel in there. And now Lucas Savage back to serve it away. Page's serve, knuckles it into the back corner to Larson. Stays in the middle, set outside here. Wahoo goes with a tip. It's blocked up there by Tegan Hansel. Return back across by Kavan. Set outside, here's Jacobowski. Roll shot into the corner. Dug out there by Glock. Pass to the right side. Angle is wide from Kavan. Point St. Paul. 8-5. Again, last night, St. Paul was able to pick up a 50-21 win over Lincoln Christian. They fell behind early, but rolled after that. They'll play the only team that beat them, Pierce. And Pierce beat Wahoo in football last night, 42-28, as Lucas Savage clips the top of the net, and it falls over for the ace. And St. Paul's up 9-5, and Wahoo's going to take an early timeout. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. First set of the C1 final, St. Paul 9, Wahoo 5.
Joe Milner Insurance Agency is your State Farm insurance agent in St. Paul and Loup City and proudly supports all of the area athletes at Milner Insurance Agency. With our auto insurance, we know your car is more than just a car to you. We're proud to insure what gets you home. Get home insurance for the place you love. Property, business, life, and health insurance, too. We have a plan to meet your needs. At Milner Insurance Agency, our mission is to help people manage the risk of everyday life, recover the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Milner Insurance Agency.
Citizens Bank and Trust provides superior financial service with honesty, professionalism, and confidentiality while promoting economic growth and stability in the communities they serve. With convenient locations in St. Paul, Loup City, and Central City, all locations are experienced in real estate, agriculture, commercial, and consumer lending, offering savings, deposits, checking accounts, debit cards, and online mobile banking. Citizens Bank and Trust, proud supporters of all student activities. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back to action out of the Wahoo timeout. Paige Lucas-Savage fires it off the back row of Sears and gets another ace. Back-to-back aces here for Paige. And she goes at her again, but Sears handles. Outside attack is going to be cut into the corner by Larson off the assist from Glock. There's something you're probably going to hear a lot. Glock to Larson, side out Wahoo. 10-6 St. Paul here in the opening set. And Maya Larson now in the back row to serve it away. Across to Jacobowski, Popper had a run to get it, and they just don't get it back over. A little miscommunication there. So Wahoo will pick up an ace there from Larson, and it is 10-7. Across it comes, picked up by Jacobowski, middle to Hansel, far corner, handled by the libero and Lubin. Outside, did it get over? Was it blocked? What's the choice going to be? It's going to say no touch, St. Paul. It's off the net, out of bounds, off Wahoo. Those are always the tricky ones. When you're right by the pin, did it get over? Was it touched? And back to serve it away now will be Cam Morgan, who got bumped yesterday. She's looking okay. Had to change that jersey because of all the blood. And a roll shot, Larson out of the back row. She's got four of the five kills here for Wahoo. As you know today, the Husker football team fell to Northwestern 21-13. Northwestern of Iowa rolled Hastings College 62-10 this afternoon. And the UNK football team 31-14 over Shadron State as they start the third quarter. As Jacobowski is blocked up front by Josie Sutton. So Jenna couldn't get it over the double block. And Wahoo now on a 4-1 run. They've cut it to 11-9. Taylor Lubin serving it away. And Lubin fires it across. Down to Morgan, joust at the net, going to be won by Wahoo. Kelsey Sears able to tip it off of Hansel, 11-10. So Wahoo finding themselves right back in it here out of the timeout. We'll take a look at some of that consolation action from earlier today, too. Serve down the middle, Lucas-Savage over, Doug tipped across, but picked up there by Morgan to keep it alive. Here's Jacobowski throwing it into the double block and getting the kill. Jenna will have her second, and it's 12-10 in favor of St. Paul. In D2, Maywood Hayes Center takes the first set of the third place game from Falls City Sacred Heart, 25-23. Meade beat BDS in four sets to win the D1, and another ace serve here for Noelle Roan. That's her first. It's a third ace. Earlier today in consolations, Lakeview swept Lincoln Lutheran, and Overton in C2 swept Clarkson Lee. The serve by Roan, looking for more. Deep corner to her counterpart in number two, Lubin. Back row, Larson. That's why she's so good. Maya with another back row kill. Side out, Cavan to go back and serve it away as we get our second turn through the rotation. Lauren started it off with a point for Wahoo. Floats it across to Lucas-Savage. Outside Jacobowski. Josie around the double block has kill number two. 14-11 St. Paul here in the opener. Carly Dixon's time. She got a couple the last time she was in here to help St. Paul jump out to a 3-1 lead. Falls City Sacred Heart takes the second set from Maywood Hayes Center, 25-12, so they're even at one apiece. Middle attack is going to be wide. Oh, they're going to call a tip, though, on St. Paul. So Sutton's going to get the kill. And back over to Sears now for Wahoo. Back and forth we go, halfway home here in the first set, 14-12 St. Paul. Line drive to Morgan. Popper outside Jacobowski. She's blocked up front. Dug out, though, and a bump. Seth going to go to her again from the 10-foot line. She'll throw it into the corner over Glock. Glock now sets outside. Larson off the block. Picked up Lucas Savage. Set Jacobowski off the net again. And we've got in the net on Wahoo. Looked like Wahoo was going to be able to keep that swing up from Jacobowski. So a net violation. And here comes Ashlyn Lucas Savage into the ball game for the Cats. 15-12, Popper to serve it away. St. Paul by three. Let's see if they can extend it. Ooh, dumping it across Glock. Rowan was there to save it. Jacobowski on the outside drills the back middle. They'll pass it to the outside. Get a swing. Larson down and good. Oh, my goodness, did Wahoo did a good job passing that ball, because Jacobowski, with a bullet to the back middle, they just lunged to keep it alive. Larson kind of just threw it up by the net from Glock, and Larson put it away. Big, big point there. And it's 15-13 as Wahoo serves, passes off the mark. They'll get a swing from Jacobowski, but the dig made. Glock sets outside. Larson again, but it's wide as she sends it our way out of bounds. So Larson with an error. And it is 16-13. Jacobowski to serve. Josie and Jenna comes into the front row. And the serve. Line drive down the middle there to Sears, handling most of them to Larson off the tape. Poppert with the dig. Lucas Savage bump set to Jacobowski. No, Lucas Savage right side. It's long and out of bounds. So we're in a merry-go-round again right here. As it serve and rotate. A lot of good college football today. We'll give you some scores in a little bit. As Poppert sets outside, Jacobowski off the tip. It's good for Jenna. Third. Maybe one of the bigger games today. Liberty upsets Virginia Tech. Liberty was ranked, and they beat Virginia Tech. They were a 17-point dog, get a 51-yard field goal to win it at the end. Minnesota's all over Illinois. Indiana, the big win over Michigan, who's now 1-2. Serve across the bump set to Larson. She splits the back row. So Maya's got seven for Wahoo. But as long as St. Paul doesn't let Wahoo score on their serve, they're going to be in great shape. And they've done that now for a while. Larson to serve. Down the middle, Jacobowski. Set it outside to Jenna over the double block, but she's deep. And St. Paul with the error. 17-16 as Wahoo picks up the point. And now a chance to tie it up here. In set number one, short serve hit the net and it fell over. Poppert had to jump over her teammate, who fell to the floor, and Jacobowski passed across, back set right side. The attack going to be taken off the back row of Jacobowski by Kavon. Roll shot off the net, won't crawl here for St. Paul. And we are tied at 17, and Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks is going to use the timeout right here. So timeout on the floor, first set, we're tied at 17. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Ball timeout. Maya Larson serves it across. Hansel's blocked. They get it to Jacobowski. Off the tip that time from Kavon. Set back row again, Larson, and she gets the kill. She just toes right up to that 10-foot line and unloads. And it's 18-17. Wahoo regains the lead. They were down by three for a while here. Poppert goes middle. Hansel is due. She'll drive it across. Looks like she's going to get one. Yes, Tegan Hansel with her first kill. And a side out here for St. Paul. Now they just need to get a couple on their serve with Cam Morgan to go back and do the honors. 18-18 here in the first. Best of five. St. Paul looking for their first ever state volleyball championship. Second straight year in the finals, undefeated, and Morgan with an ace. That is the fourth ace serve of this opening set for St. Paul. Lucas Savage had a couple, Roan with one. And now Morgan, all back row players that are using their serve to help out their team. Morgan serve again. This one passed a little bit better. Bump set outside, roll shot by Kavan. Dug out Jacobowski into the middle. Hansel tips it over into zone four. Beautiful. Tegan Hansel. That makes it 20-18. Timeout. Wahoo! So Morgan's got the couple that she needed. Will she be able to extend the lead? You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. First set, St. Paul 20, Wahoo 18.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and six satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
H&R Block in St. Paul wish the area athletes good luck. Rick Davison offers tax preparation, all business services, including bookkeeping, payroll, and tax advice. Open Monday from 9 to 5 or by appointment. Call Rick at 308-390-7818.
A place to listen or download podcasts of the game that our Platte River radio stations broadcast from as far back as 5 years are at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bookmark PlatteRiverPreps.com. Download the free Platte River radio app so you're connected. We never forget a great game at PlatteRiverPreps.com, powered by Platte River Radio.
Out of the Wahoo timeout, Glock sets to the outside. Sears is out of bounds, but they're going to call St. Paul in the net a crucial call. Instead of a 21-18 lead for St. Paul, it's 20-19. Net violation. And back to serve it away will be Lubin. Taylor gets it across here to Morgan. Poppert goes middle. Hansel with a good swing. Dug out back row by Larson. And put away on the outside by Kavan. Oh, that net violation. 20-20. Lubin to serve it away. Got a couple last time. She's trying to get the lead back here for the Warriors. And the serve into the net. That will be the first service error of the match on Wahoo. And Noelle Roan will go back and serve it away. 21-20 here in a crucial first set. Remember yesterday, St. Paul lost the first set 29-27. They served for it three times. Across to Larson. The set by Glock, Larson back row, and got it. Man, that's just college stuff there. That's big-time stuff from Maya Larson, who has 9 of her team's 13 kills here in the first set. 21-all. And now Larson's back in. Well, she's one away from the front row. Serves across, overpass, tip back there by Kavan, saved. Outside attack, Jacobowski. Ooh, one-arm save, Larson. And shoved into the net by Wahoo. A break there for St. Paul. They made a good defensive play, but then got the help from the error from the Warriors and Carly Dixon. In to serve it away, 22-21, St. Paul. Pleasanton, a state champion from the area earlier today. And Dixon served down the line. Took it right at Sutton. They'll go to the outside. Glock had to tip it over. Floor, bodies on the floor. Jacobowski steps around, fires it over. Lubin with the dig. Back row attack. Larson Roan's there. Poppert goes outside. Jacobowski is on the line. She got the kill, her third, off a great dig from Noelle Roan. And it's 23-21. Dixon to serve. Wahoo's used both their timeouts. And Carly Dixon lines it across at Larson. Set outside, waiting for it. Driving it across is going to be Sears. Picked up, long set, Jacobowski. Rolls it into the corner. Off the tip, Larson. Up towards that, Sears. Net violation, Wahoo. It's game point, St. Paul. Dixon to serve for a 1-0 lead here in the state final in this battle of unbeatens. And Dixon serve. Deep middle to Larson. They're going to set it to the middle. Sears rolls it across into the donut hole. She got it. Everybody thought it was going to Larson. Larson thought it was going to Larson. I think the set was just a little short, so Sears had to take it. And it's game point number two as Wahoo will serve here with Sears. But Larson now's back in the front row. The serve's out. The serve is out. And St. Paul takes the opening set of this battle of unbeatens here at the state tournament, 25-22. And we'll look at the numbers in a minute. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Lincoln, Lexington, and Holdridge.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now. But if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first pick on their 2021 inventory, or want to special order your new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and shop the full lineup of Taigas and exclusive StarCraft deck boats. They also have great buys on fishing boats and pontoons. The biggest selection from the east to the west coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Let's do business in the heartland. Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, the newest addition to the Platte Valley Auto Pony Express winning team. The largest selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs around. Great deals happen here. Sales, service, parts and tires, collision center, and more. Come see why we are the fastest growing auto stores in Central Nebraska. Great selection, Chevrolet Buick, Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. The only thing you need to know for all your automotive needs. Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Pony Express, Chevrolet, Gothenburg, Minden, and now Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
With our producer engineer Nick Grimes, Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Let's go ahead and look at the first set numbers that we have for Wahoo. Taylor Lubin, 3 service points. Josie Sutton, a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Maya Larson, 4 service points. One was an ace, 9 kills. Lauren Kavan, a service point and a kill. And Kelsey Sears, 3 kills. 14 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve. For St. Paul, Paige Lukasiewicz, 3 service points, 2 of them aces. Noelle Roan had an ace serve. Josie Jacobowski, a service point and ace block, 3 kills. Abby Elstermeyer, a kill. Jenna Jacobowski, 3 kills. Cameron Morgan, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Olivia Popper, 2 kills. Tegan Hansel, 2 kills. Carly Dixon, 4 service points. Everybody contributing as St. Paul had 11 kills, 1 ace block, 4 ace serves to win it, 25-22. We're on to set two of the C1 Championship right after this.
Soil is a living organism that changes year to year, which means soil fertility can vary widely across the field. Don't let this be a limiting factor in reaching your high-yield goals. At Aurora Co-op, they know that grid soil sampling is the foundation to a solid fertility program. Knowing what's going on is important because it helps you build the right plan and utilize your dollars wisely. Aurora Co-op's agronomy experts can help you build the right plan for your acres. To learn more, contact one of their agronomy team members today. Tougher together, we know your roots.
St. Paul serves it away to start game two with Noelle Roan, and it immediately goes off the floor. They'll have to just bump it across here with Sutton. So Poppert goes middle to Hansel off the double block. Great dig that time by Lubin. Outside, rolled across by Sears. Poppert goes to Jacobowski. Block was late, but they got it. Ace block by Lauren Kavan. And it'll be the first point for Wahoo. What did St. Paul just do? Well, Wahoo had only lost one set since the opening night of the year. And that's the second since then. Jacobowski outside blocked again. That time it's dug out off the block of Sutton. Jacobowski roll shot, donut hole. It hits the floor. 4 kills. Now, neither team had a huge number of kills there in that first set. 14 for Wahoo, 11 for St. Paul. So there were some errors in there. And Carly Dixon to serve it away. Some more impressive numbers for you, what these two teams have done over the last 4 years. As the serve fired across Wahoo Sears. Back row, Larson. She'll take a huge swing. Morgan digs it. It's way into the air. Set outside, Jacobowski. Angle attack picked up by Sears. Quick in the middle. Dumped across there, and it's good for Josie Sutton, her second kill. Wahoo, in the last 4 years, has won 133 matches and lost 8. 133-8 as we get another service error here from Sears. For St. Paul over the last 4 years, 132 wins, 11 losses. 4 years ago when these seniors were freshmen, they had 8 losses. Over the last 3 years, St. Paul's 104-3 with two of those losses to Lutheran in the state tournament. As Maya Larson will get the outside attack, her 10th kill. That other loss came 2 years ago in a tournament up to Norfolk Catholic. And Wahoo, who had four losses last year here in the state tournament to Lutheran, then they lost to Waverly and Bergen and some other good teams. Here's a swing on the right side by Elstermar, by Lucas Savage, returned by Larson. It's out of bounds. Point St. Paul. 3-3 in the second. St. Paul won the opener 25-22. Just pretty amazing, the numbers that we have out here. For St. Paul, they lost a few sets this year. Remember, they made it to state last year without losing any sets. They had three nights where they lost a set, and in the sub-district final, they lost two in a five-set victory over GICC, and Glock here is going to dump it across from the center position and get the point. So twice, sub-district final, and yesterday, St. Paul has come from 2-0 down to win. Back set right side, here is Lucas Savage. Off the tip, dig made Sears. Back set right side, and driving it across is Kavan. Off the floor, running it down, Lucas Savage. But out of bounds. Yeah, I agree. Just because the court runs out doesn't mean that you don't play the volleyball. If you can get to the ball, you get to the ball. And I don't care if you're St. Paul or Wahoo, and it's out of bounds. Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks wants an explanation. I don't know. If you're in a high school, you would have farther to go run that down. It's just a horrendous rule here for the Pinnacle Bank, the way they set it up. 5-3 Wahoo, and it doesn't matter. I would have said the same if it was Wahoo that had that happen to him. Larson with a kill. And now it's 6-3 Wahoo. Wahoo with their largest lead so far of the evening. Ellie Glock is serving it away, looking for three in a row. Glock down the middle, handled by Lucas Savage, but it's not well passed and has to be bumped across here by Ashlyn. Here's Glock outside Larson. Roll shot, Paige digs it. Poppert sets it outside for Jenna Jacobowski, and she's out. It's deep. And so some missed calls, and Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks not happy. Throws the clipboard down, calls timeout, and Wahoo is up 7-3 in the second after St. Paul won the opener 25-22. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000-square-foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial-quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more. You can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Scramble out of the timeout. Jacobowski, Jenna blocked but out of bounds. Point St. Paul. Jenna had a couple of really good swings during that, but Wahoo kept digging it up. Not that time. Fourth kill for Jenna Jacobowski. Inside out St. Paul. Out of the timeout. They trail 7-4 here in game number two. Paige Lucas Savage, the little barrel, serves it across. It's well passed all the way back over by Sears to Tegan Hansel, who tipped it over. Wahoo outside Larson. She's out of bounds. They're looking for a tip, and they're going to get it. Maya Larson with her 12th kill. St. Paul got a free ball sent over to him and just didn't handle it cleanly and gave it right back to the Warriors. Serving it for Wahoo is going to be Larson. Set middle, Hansel off the tip. She's got the kill. Tegan with her third kill. Side out St. Paul. Again earlier today, Diller O'Dell, a 16-14 fifth set win to take the D2 title over Chambers Wheeler Central. Pleasanton, a sweep of Bergen in D1. Lutheran High Northeast, 15-4 in the fifth to beat Norfolk Catholic. They were down 2-0. Set outside, blocked up there by Popper. Tipped back across the net by Sears. They'll go Hansel. Drives it over Glock, makes the dig. Bump set to the outside. A standing spike rolled in and good by Kavan. So Kavan gets the kill, 9-5. Wahoo. Later tonight, Scutt and Norris in B, Papillion La Vista South and Elkhorn South in A. Serve into the net by Taylor Lubin. Second service error of the set here for Wahoo. We've got three so far on the afternoon. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, Farwell, and the World Wide Web, PlantRiverPreps.com. Noel Roan just missed the far corner. They had thought they got the ace. Instead, it just missed the far corner. We're going to watch the replay. St. Paul doesn't like it. They saw the replay. You heard it. Might have been deep. Hard to tell even on the replay, but it doesn't matter. They're going to get it here with Jacobowski. That'll fire up them Cat fans, though. Side out. It was hard to tell. From the angle of the replay, you still couldn't see the back line really well. Carly Dixon in to serve it away. Down 10-7. Glock sets back row. Larson mishit it into the net. She tried to go with a short roll shot and came up with the error. So St. Paul able to finally score a point here on their serve in this second set. Dixon to go. Deeper serve. They let it go, and it's out. So the second error here for St. Paul, trying to stay aggressive on that serve. Didn't work out that time. And Sears to serve it away. Kelsey hasn't scored out of this rotation yet. St. Paul tries to keep it that way. Poppert will set middle, and the swing is down and good by Abby Elstermeyer. Her second kill. Right back over to St. Paul. Popper into the back row to serve. Ashlyn Lucas-Savage into the front row. Again, sustained that cut running into her teammate yesterday. Required stitches over that left eye. Middle attack. Larson put it down. Even though it looks like it hurt a little bit. Talked to Lucas-Savage before. Looked at the stitches. Can't even tell. It's right on her eyebrow. So you can't even really tell they're there unless you know they're there, which is cool. Josie Sutton serves it across. Tipped over by Jacobowski. Glock has to lunge after it. Bumped up there by Sutton. Joust at the net. Rolled over by Larson. Here's Jacobowski. Through the double block. It's good for Josie. If you can split that double block. And one of the things about our vantage point here this afternoon, Jacobowski loves to come from the left side or zone four. That's exactly the angle we have. So every time she goes up, we can see how that block is set. And now she'll go back to serve it away. Handled by Sears. Quick set, Larson. Larson terminates. Larson's in the front row. She's almost impossible to stop. Everybody that's played her in their first 34 matches knows that. And she's got 14 kills, and we're only midway through the second set. Serve is across here by Glock. Poppert goes quick middle. Elstermeyer block. Poppert digs. Page gets it to the outside. Tip shot, Jenna Jacobowski. Into the middle of the floor for Wahoo. Here comes Larson off the block and out of bounds. She has another kill. That is six in the set. And now Wahoo up by four, 14-10. Glock, rotation four. Short serve to Jenna Jacobowski. Back to the middle. Elstermeyer into the corner. Got it. Wahoo had their eyes on Jenna Jacobowski on the outside. So Popper did the right thing and dumped it middle. 14-11, and back to serve it is Paige Lucas-Savage. St. Paul needs to get a couple here. Paige down the left corner, overdug, and then slammed into their own net. Oh, man. Free ball coming up, and they couldn't do anything with it. I think Glock was the one that actually passed it up there. 15-11. St. Paul trails. Poppert outside. Jenna Jacobowski off the tip and all the way to the back wall. She's got five kills. Right back over here to Cameron Morgan to serve it away for St. Paul. As we bring you volleyball action from the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Serve across. Glock sets it to the back. Blocked up there, but through the block of Hansel will give the kill to Laura Cavan. Again, we're here bringing you the play-by-play while Kearney Towing's on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Lubin to serve it away. Gets this one over after the last one was an error. Up to Jacobowski. She's blocked. Bump set to Jenna again on the left wing. Punches it to the outside. Picked up by Sears. Back row attack. Larson roll shot. Donut hole. Good. She's tried that a couple of times. Last time she put it into the net. 17-12, Wahoo. They stretch the lead to 5. St. Paul won the opener, 25-22. And Lubin, right at Lucas Savage. Popper, quick to Hansel off the single block. Lubin with the dig, high in the air. They'll set outside Sears, taps it. Popper returns it one time. Glocked again to Sears, didn't really get much of that. Jacobowski with the dig. Popper dumps it over. Good save that time by Glock. Right side attack, roll over again. Free ball put away by Cavan. Cavan sent it the first time. It was over Doug. She had the free ball. 18-12. Timeout going to be called here. Or are they just going to sub? I thought Coach Fairbanks had threw up the timeout signal. Looks like what happened was we've got a violation on Wahoo. So St. Paul got the ball. It's 17-13. Back row attack. Larson out. Point St. Paul. So just like that, instead of being down 6, you're down 3. And Noel Roan to serve it away. 17-14, Wahoo. And Noel knuckles it back middle. They let it go. It's out of bounds. Third service error of the set. Can't let those errors take out the aces for you. Off to such a good start. Cavan to serve. Picked up by Morgan. Popper outside. Josie Jacobowski back in the front row. Off the block. It's set wide. They're going to have to scramble just to get it back over. Opportunity here now. Popper short set. Hansel, and she's good. Teagan with kill number 4. 18-15. St. Paul playing catch up here as Carly Dixon heads out to serve it away. Dixon takes that one step, fires over a fairly short one to Glock. They'll set it back to the middle. Tip shot across. Dixon passed it into the net. That's the only chance she had. Free ball put away by Sutton. Sutton had the initial touch, and then she finished it off. 19-15. So St. Paul can't put any runs together here. They've only got 2 points on serve the entire set. And Sears to serve it away, but into the net. Both teams have had some issues. That's the third service error of the game for Wahoo. And now Olivia Popper to serve it away. Cats need a couple right here. Rotation 2. Let's see if Popper can get them going. Takes it on the layer line. They take it right at the big gal. Larson sets too tight to the net. She had to tip it over. St. Paul, Jacobowski on the outside, gets the kill. They took advantage of a missed pass from Wahoo and got the immediate kill. 7 for Josie. And that's what you got to do at this level. Somebody gives you a chance, you got to take it. Poppert serves. Pass well off the mark. They scramble just to get it over. Here's another free ball. Poppert backs that right side. Lucas Savage blocked. Elstermeyer with the dig. Roll shot, Jacobowski. It hit the antenna, and it is out of bounds. St. Paul running out of time here in game 2, 20-17. Wahoo trying to even this championship up at a game apiece. Battle of unbeatens. Josie Sutton on the serve. Takes it across to Noel Roan. Back set right side. The attack by Jacobowski. Dug out by Cavan. Outside Larson. Another tip. Good get by Jacobowski. Then they set it to her. She rolls it into the middle. Dug out there by Sears. Short set. Larson blocked up front by Lucas Savage. But Wahoo digs. Larson sets it over. Opportunity Cats. Got to use it here. Outside Josie Jacobowski will drive it off a tip. Glock will set. Outside Larson again. Long rally going here. St. Paul to the middle. Elstermeyer takes it over and good. Number 3 of the set. Number 4 of the game. 20-18. Josie Jacobowski to serve. Jenna into the front row. St. Paul trying to cut it to 1. They haven't let Wahoo run away. And we let everybody get settled in on the substitutions. That's why you heard the little moment there. Serve just got over. Pass back right on the line. Had to be played by Poppert. Bump set to the outside. Jenna Jakubowski rolls it into the corner. Glock with the set middle. Tip across Wahoo is out of bounds. Just coming in, Maya Emerson. First time that she touched it in the match, at least offensively. And it's a one-point game. And a timeout by Wahoo. Each team will have one timeout remaining. St. Paul won the opener 25-22. Wahoo's led the entire second set, but it's only 20-19. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to meadlumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Out of the timeout, Larson on the attack. Picked up by the Cats and Jakubowski. Standing spike across by Ashlyn Lucas-Savage. Wahoo goes outside. Here's Larson again into the net. And we're tied at 20. 20 all here in the second. St. Paul trying to come back and take a 2-0 lead. Josie Jakubowski at the line. They haven't put together many runs. Can they get a long one? Josie serves. Popped up at the last second by Sears. Outside Larson again. Off the tip. St. Paul's handled her better lately. Outside Jenna Jakubowski. Back row. Popped up that time by Cavan and then dumped over for the point. Ellie Glock getting her third setter kill. Wahoo 21. St. Paul 20. And it will be Glock to serve. Takes it into the corner to Jakubowski. Here's Popper to the outside. Jenna goes up. She's blocked, and it's out of bounds. We're tied again. That's the sixth kill for Jenna. 21 apiece. Each team has a timeout remaining. Tegan Hattensel back in here for St. Paul. And to serve it away, Paige Lucas-Savage. Paige to the far left-hand corner. Already has a couple of aces. This one handled by Sears. Glock sets outside. Larson hammers it home. There was nothing tentative there. Eighth kill of the set, the 17th of the match. Wahoo 22-21, but now Larson to the service line. St. Paul, can they make hay? Oh, it hit the net and came across. Going to throw him off a little bit. Jenna gets a good swing, though, off the back row of Lubin. Set to the outside. Sears through the double block. Great dig by Paige Lucas-Savage. Set way to the back row. Jenna takes it deep. It's on the line. They let it go, and Jenna Jakubowski picks up a huge point. What a great dig by Paige in the middle of that. Larson hammered one. Or, excuse me, it wasn't Larson. It was the outside with Cavan, I believe it was, and she dug it. Tied at 22. Morgan to serve. St. Paul knuckles it across. Here's Glock. Sets to the outside. Sears waits. Takes it over. Overdug by St. Paul. And it's hit off the top of the net and out of bounds by Wahoo. Point St. Paul. And timeout coming up here for the Warriors. St. Paul has taken a 23-22 lead in the second set of the C1 State Championship. And we'll be right back on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
In this business, the time that counts is right now. And through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions delivers agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Put time on your side. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
I want to remind you that the Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com and nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy, one girl winner listed on PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by B&B Carpet. Our October winners, Kiernan Polk from Wood River, who's on the Central Catholic softball team, and Sam Hoppe, football player, Donovan Trumbull, who came through a tough season filled with some COVID postponements. We're back to action. Cameron Morgan serves, 23-22 St. Paul. Back row, Larson into the net, and it is game point, Cats. St. Paul hung around in this set. Now they're getting some help from some Wahoo errors. And Cameron Morgan serves for a 2-0 lead in the state final. And the senior, 1 of 8, safely across. Pass tight to the net. Clock outside. Sears off the block. It's good. Kelsey Sears, her first kill of the set. Fourth of the match. 24-23 St. Paul. Game point number two. And Lubin to serve it away. Taylor has 4 points in the match. And Lubin serve. Takes her time. Lets it fly. Handled by Lucas Savage. Poppert had to dump it across because it was too tight. Lubin digs. Set to the outside. Sears. Roll shot handled by Morgan. Outside, Jacobowski. Jenna drives it over. It's dug out by Larson. Here's Sears for Wahoo. It's blocked and out of bounds, and we're tied. Chelsea Sears with their fifth kill. Let's see if St. Paul uses the timeout. We're tied at 24. Lubin ready to serve. They're going to let her serve. She had an error earlier. Lubin serve. Lucas Savage backline plays. Poppert outside. Jenna Jacobowski on the angle. Lubin with the dig. Here's the back set right side. Cavan is down and good, and it is game point Wahoo. And now St. Paul will use the timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Wahoo game point when we return.
To begin enjoying the money-saving benefits and expertise of a full-service independent insurance agency, start with Christensen Insurance. Their ability to match your needs with the right companies at the best value make them a wise choice for home, health, dental, auto, farm, commercial, and life insurance. For a free quote or to contact Christensen Insurance, log on to ChristensenInsurance.com in St. Paul, Central City, and Burwell. It's Christensen Insurance.
Doug Duda back with you in the Kearney Towing & Repair broadcast booth. St. Paul had two opportunities to go up 2-0, and now Wahoo's got a chance to tie it as Taylor Lubin goes back to serve it away. 25-24, Wahoo in the second. St. Paul won the opener. And here we go for the junior Lubin. To Lucas Savage, nearly an ace. Poppert with the set to Hansel. She drives it over. Larson digs outside. Sears through the block, and that's it. Four in a row to end the game for Wahoo, and they win it 26-24. We're even at a game apiece in the battle of unbeatens in the C1 state championship, and we'll be back with the numbers right after this on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
H&R Block in St. Paul wish the area athletes good luck. Rick Davison offers tax preparation, all business services, including bookkeeping, payroll, and tax advice. Open Monday from 9 to 5 or by appointment. Call Rick at 308-390-7818.
A place to listen or download podcasts of the game that our Platte River radio stations broadcast from as far back as 5 years are at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Bookmark PlatteRiverPreps.com. Download the free Platte River radio app so you're connected. We never forget a great game at PlatteRiverPreps.com, powered by Platte River Radio.
Joel Milner Insurance Agency is your State Farm insurance agent in St. Paul and Loup City and proudly supports all of the area athletes at Milner Insurance Agency. With our auto insurance, we know your car is more than just a car to you. We're proud to insure what gets you home. Get home insurance for the place you love. Property, business, life, and health insurance too. We have a plan to meet your needs. At Milner Insurance Agency, our mission is to help people manage the risk of everyday life, recover the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Milner Insurance Agency.
Here's the unofficial numbers from that second set for St. Paul. Noelle Rowan, a service point. Josie Jacobowski, 3 service points, 4 kills. Abby Elstermeyer, 2 kills. Jenna Jacobowski had 4 service points. Cameron Morgan, 4 kills, excuse me, for Jenna Jacobowski. 2 service points for Cameron Morgan. Olivia Poppert had a service point. And Tegan Hansel, 2 kills. Carly Dixon, 1 service point. 13 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Wahoo. Taylor Lubin, 4 service points, including the last 3. Josie Sutton, 2 kills. Maya Larson had 8 kills. Ellie Glock, 3 service points, 3 kills. Laura Cavan, an ace block, 4 kills. Kelsey Sears, three kills. Wahoo worked hard. They had 20 kills in that set. One ace block. Neither team had an ace serve, and Wahoo rallies from a 24-22 deficit. Now, they were up 18-14, but St. Paul had it at 24-22, and Wahoo wins it 26-24. The third set is next on Power 99.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Citizens Bank and Trust provides superior financial service with honesty, professionalism, and confidentiality while promoting economic growth and stability in the communities they serve. With convenient locations in St. Paul, Loup City, and Central City, all locations are experienced in real estate, agriculture, commercial, and consumer lending, offering savings, deposits, checking accounts, debit cards, and online mobile banking. Citizens Bank and Trust, proud supporters of all student activities. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
After the Wahoo serve to start this third set, we've got an in-the-net violation. Jacobowski on the swing. Wahoo is in the net. And St. Paul has the first point here of game number three. How do they bounce back? Yesterday when they lost 29-27, they didn't get out to a good start against Lutheran in game two. Carly Dixon serves it over to Lubin. Set middle. Sears around the block, but also out of bounds. It's wide. And St. Paul is up 2-0. Again, you look at the numbers compared to what these teams did the first 2 days here at State. They're down a little. Even though Wahoo had 20 kills, there's still a few missed shots out there. And passed into the net by Wahoo. Having an ace serve, but Dixon. 3-0. We're going to call that an ace for Carly. St. Paul off to a good start. And Carly served. Just got over the top to Larson. Great serve. Now Larson back row attack. And it is on the line. In front of the St. Paul bench, I have Maya Larson for 18 kills so far in the match. I think the big board says 19 as I look up, so we're close. Serve is across here by Kelsey Sears. Set middle, the attack by Elstermeyer, dug out by Cavan. Nice play, and a roll shot Larson into the back corner for Lucas Savage. Bump set, they'll get it to Jacobowski around the double block. Lubin with a great dig. Glock bump set, Larson again. On the pin, it hit the pin. It's out of bounds. Point, St. Paul. 4-1, and it's Olivia Popper to go back and serve it away. A junior, really the only underclassman, along with Jenna Jacobowski, that gets into the rotation. Serve across, and quickly they go to Moore. And no problem for Maya Larson. They went quick, as quick could be. And St. Paul was barely set after the serve, and it's down in a hurry. Side out Wahoo, and it's Josie Sutton to serve it away. The junior middle over to Noelle Rohn. Popper, back set right side, Jacobowski. She's blocked by Larson. Maya Larson with her first ace block. 4-3, Sutton to serve. Chance to tie it up here early in game three. We're guaranteed at least four sets. We're even at one apiece. Rohn on serve receive. Popper, one-hand set. Put away by Jacobowski. That's how good the one-hand set was. Josie gets her eighth kill. She has eight. Jenna has seven. Four apiece for Elstermeyer and Hansel. 5-3, St. Paul. And Jacobowski serve out of rotation on Wahoo. Oh, we haven't seen much of that. We're going to get it out of rotation, which always brings the coach up, saying you got to get in the right spot here. They always ask the rep where the problem was. That goes down as the cheap ace for Josie. She'll take it. And now another solid serve across off of Larson, run down by Glock in the back row. Larson still gets a swing from the 10-foot line and got the kill. Even on an errant pass, they're able to find a way to put it away. And it's 6-4, St. Paul. Glock to serve it away. St. Paul won the opener 25-22. Wahoo scored the final 4 points to win the second 26-24. Here is Elstermeyer in the middle. Dug out by Glock. Lubin with a bump set a little wide, and so Larson a standing spike. Here's Popper to the middle. Jenna Jacobowski dug out again. Set to the outside Again, close to the net. Tapped over Larson. Dumped over Poppert. Glock dives and saves it. Pass off the mark. Cavan takes it over. St. Paul's had some chances. Need to convert. Jenna Jakubowski is dug by Lubin. Free ball into the net. Wahoo wants to reach across. They're not going to get it. And give the kill to Jenna Jakubowski. Side out, St. Paul. Hansel's back in, and Lucas Savage to serve it away. Page to that far left-hand corner. Had three the first time she was back. They've been quiet since. Here's Cavan. She's wide and out of bounds from the middle attack. 8-4 right in front of Coach Matt Kane Fairbanks. He knew. He helped the official. And we're going to get a timeout called here by Coach Larson. She didn't wait very long. Wahoo is trailing 8-4 here in the third set. We're even at one apiece. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
Transmission problems, sloppy or jerky shifting could be a serious hit to your pocketbook, or sometimes a simple repair is all that is needed. Maybe a solenoid or a small electronic part. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. We'll share some money-saving choices of whether to repair or replace your transmission. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, foreign or domestic. The only way is TBK. 2520 Avenue Q or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue Ann and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holbridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
Out of the timeout, serve across Wahoo, outside Larson, right at the lines, gal, and it's out. That's why you stand there. Somebody says, check your eyes. If it hits behind the lines, gal, it's out. That's the easiest call. She did a great job by not moving, and it is served across again by Lucas Savage. Set to the outside, Larson. It's blocked to front, ace block, Tegan Hansel. And St. Paul's got something going here in the third. They lead it 10-4. Lucas Savage to serve it away. Again, this far left-hand corner, a lead by six. They didn't even lead by that much in the first set. They were up by five. How about an ace serve? The third for Paige. It's a 5-0 run. 11-4, St. Paul. Even at a set apiece, we're setting here in the third. And Paige again. And an out of rotation again. Wahoo! That is a killer. So experienced. And just a couple mental lapses there. And another timeout going to be called by Wahoo, down 12-4. Figuring they've got to go now. So kind of a weird change here over these last few points. And St. Paul's up by eight in the third. 12-4. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mexi Fry Nachos have been an Amigos favorite for almost 40 years. I mean, who can resist that warm cheese sauce drizzled over golden Mexi Fries? Well, right now, to celebrate our 40th anniversary, Amigos has added new Queso Mexi Fry Nachos. Crispy Mexi Fries smothered with homemade queso cheese and our famous ranch dressing. Then topped with taco meat and made from scratch guacamole. Who knows? You may just start craving a new fave. New Queso Mexi Fry Nachos at Amigos.
H&R Block in St. Paul wish the area athletes good luck. Rick Davison offers tax preparation, all business services, including bookkeeping, payroll, and tax advice. Open Monday from 9 to 5 or by appointment. Call Rick at 308-390-7818.
36 high schools in our coverage area region each have a page on PlatteRiverPreps.com with schedules, interviews, broadcasts, and links to feature stories. When you bookmark PlatteRiverPreps.com, you'll connect with the place that is true to our schools. PlatteRiverPreps.com, powered by Platte River Radio.
Out of the timeout, Maya Larson will get a kill for Wahoo, so they have the side out. She'll serve it across to Jenna Jakubowski on the attack. Dug out by Lubin. Bump set Sears goes on the pin. Picked up by Paige Lucas Savage. Poppert goes to Hansel off the deflection clock with the dig. Here's a bump set outside for Sears. Popped into the air. Popper is able to run it down. Lucas Savage gets it over to Jacobowski. Jenna, kind of a half roll shot. One arm up by Sears. Here's Kavon. It's blocked. Kavon's able to dig it out of the net, and it'll be rolled over. Just getting a hand on it. Jacobowski lunged in front of her sis, and now a double hit on the set attempt for St. Paul. Point Wahoo. Maya Larson is serving it away. Crucial here for St. Paul to get the ball back. Don't let them get on a run now that you've built this lead. Short serve, 10-foot line, picked up Jacobowski. Hansel puts the shot, blocked up there up front. Rolled back over off that block from Emerson. Here's Glock, back set right side. Kavan kill. 12-7. And for Lauren, that'll be her first kill of the set, her sixth of the match. And Larson to serve it away again. Again to Jacobowski, good pass, Poppert outside to Jenna. Jenna blocked, saved, into the net. They dig it out of the net. Free ball across. Emerson sets outside. Here's the attack by Sears. We're back into system. Poppert goes to the outside. Jenna Jacobowski way deep. Way deep, but it didn't matter. They'd blown the whistle for a double hit on the set attempt and a 4-0 run, and St. Paul is going to call the timeout. We only have 20 points so far here in this set, and three timeouts have been used. St. Paul 12, Wahoo 8. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Football update, UNK 45, Chadron State 28, just under 12 minutes to go in the ball game. Of course, the Huskers and Hastings both beaten by teams named Northwestern today. Also, state football from last night. Again, congratulations to the St. Paul Wildcats beating Lincoln Christian 50-21, a rematch at Pierce Friday night, the only team to beat them in week one. Tipped across here, Jacobowski, Jenna gets the kill as we come back out of the St. Paul timeout. Other winners from the area last night, it'll be Kearney Catholic at Adams Central Friday night at 7. Kearney High at Elkhorn South at 6. Hastings will be hosting Elkhorn as the serve across from Cam Morgan. Free ball, Hansel. Oh, what a nice dig in the back row, but not good enough. Larson dug it out, but nobody picked it up after that. And Tegan will get her fifth kill. 14-8 St. Paul. Morgan, who had a nice little run last two games to help her team. Serves it over, Glock, outside Sears, blocked by Hansel, stays inbounds on the Wahoo side, back row Larson, cuts it across, Jacobowski's there. Josie with the dig, Jenna with the swing, dug out in the back row by Larson. Wahoo goes outside, too tight to the net, Sears tipped it over, St. Paul runs into each other, can they get a swing? Jenna kind of a half swing into the back row to Larson. Back set, Kavan, roll shot, popped up by Olivia, to the outside, Jacobowski, Jenna just rolls it over. A battle of attrition on this point, Sears will get a swing through the double block, Jenna keeps it alive, and then she'll set it across into the corner. Larson, long rally, set to the outside. Kavan finishes with a tip into zone four. Heck of a point there. Side out, Wahoo. And back to serve it away, Taylor Lubin. Could be interesting if St. Paul and Kearney Catholic both win. They'll face off for the second time. That's the Stars' only loss. Middle attack, Hansel dug out. Here's Sears. Blocked up front. Did it stay in? No. Sears is going to get the credit for the kill, it appears. Poppert and Hansel weren't quite sure. And Lubin will serve it away again. Taylor leads the team now with 8 service points. Had the big run to help him win game 2. Slide. Hansel in the middle. Tegan drives it home. Her 6th. It is St. Paul 15, Wahoo 10. St. Paul won the opener 25-22. Wahoo scored the final 4 to win the second 26-24. Noelle Roan serving it up now for the Cats. Noelle serve into Kavan. In the middle, they'll go. Sutton is deep and out of bounds. They want a tip. Shouldn't be one. And it's deep. Point Wildcats, 16-10. And remember, Wahoo has already used both of their timeouts. So they cannot stop this run from that aspect. Back row Larson, set Kavon, outside, splits the block and gets the kill. Laura now starting to warm up, so Kavan gets the kill. And she'll go back now. So Kavan in the back row, Larson in the back row. It'll be up to Sears and Sutton this time on the offense. Serve over to Rowan. Popper to the outside. Josie Jacobowski off the tip. It's good. Josie with her ninth kill. Point St. Paul trying to keep Wahoo from putting a run together again in Carly Dixon's turn as she runs in to serve it away. 17-11, St. Paul in the third. Slaps it across to Sears. Glock, quick. Back row, Larson, forget about it. It's like a fast-pitch softball pitcher coming off that rubber. They're halfway closer to you once they get it done, once they release the ball. Larson makes it 17-12, St. Paul. Sears to serve. Strong one to Morgan. Good pass, Poppert. Slide, Elstermeyer. Back corner, out. Point Wahoo on the attack error. And so Sears just picked up her first point on serve of the match. In a rotation two. Takes it at Cameron Morgan again. Poppert sets outside to Josie. A little flat, she tipped it across. Glock sets outside for Larson. And it's a good kill. But it's out of bounds from Larson. She hit it right at me. I'm glad I didn't have to play that one. Point, St. Paul, 18-13. Poppert now to serve it away on the wide attack from Larson. Droops it across. Middle attack Sutton. Dugout Poppert right at her. Bump set to the outside. Jacobowski. Josie rolls it across to Larson. Glock dumped it across, but it hit the net. That gave him a chance. Roan picked it up. Now Jacobowski drives it over. Lubin with the dig. And Sears from the back row drives it over. Rowan with another dig. Set outside to Josie. She'll take it softly across to Sears in the back middle. Outside Larson. She's blocked. Picked up there by Sutton. Glock again. Larson again. Dug out by Rowan in the middle. Poppert's running all over the place. Jacobowski near pin. Got it. Josie Jacobowski. There's kill number 10. 19-13 St. Paul. And Poppert to serve it away. Just her second point on serve. Rotation two hasn't been productive for either team. Into the corner to Larson. Bump set to Katmaya way off the net. She'll take it over to Lucas Savage. Poppert goes quick. Elstermeyer rattles it off of Sutton. Dugout Glock. Set outside to Larson. Near pin. One arm up. Can they get it back? What a run job by Paige. They bump it across. Paige digs herself out of their seats over there, and it's back over to St. Paul. Jacobowski throws it into the corner. It's in! Josie Jacobowski back-to-back kills. Poppert and Paige Lukasiewicz kept that ball alive, and it's 20-13 St. Paul. Defense getting the job done for the Cats. And Olivia Poppert waits for a shoe to get tied on the other end. And floats it across to Glock. It's her time now. They'll get it to Larson, and she'll put it away. Wahoo now just going to feed Maya down by six, 20-14. And Josie Sutton to serve it away. Just 2 points in the match for her. Sutton right in the middle of that service area. Cuts it to the left side to Roan. Poppert goes middle. Tipped across there by Lucas Savage. Saved. Set outside Larson off the pin. It's good. Maya Larson with her seventh kill of the set, unofficially her 24th of the match, and we still got a long way to go. 20-15. Sutton to serve. St. Paul with the lead. Poppert with the set. Middle attack. Josie Jacobowski up, ball down. It is 21-15, St. Paul, Jacobowski to serve. That means Jenna's back into the front row. Roan checks out. Even at a set apiece in a battle of unbeatens in the C1 state final, Jacobowski off Sears into the middle of the floor. Set to Emerson. It was short. Emerson couldn't get it over. Point, St. Paul, 5-2 run. They're up 22-17. Jacobowski trying to bring him home here in the third. Josie slaps it down the line at Larson. They set it back to Maya. She goes up. Angle attack picked up there by Jacobowski. Back set right side, and it goes into the net from Lucas Savage. Didn't get it over. Side out, Wahoo. And Ellie Glock, the USC signee, goes back to serve it away. 6 foot setter. Glock, short serve. Lucas Savage is ready. Paige has it set outside. Jenna Jacobowski, but she's blocked by Cavan. Lauren with her second ace block of the match. 22-17. St. Paul does have one timeout remaining, should they need it. Hoping they don't. Still a five-point cushion. The serve, Glock, moving it around. Here's Poppert, back set right side. Mistimed Elstermeyer. 22-18. Haven't seen much of that miscommunication from St. Paul, but there was an instance of it. Glock goes again. Over to the left side to Jenna Jacobowski. Poppert sets it back to Jenna. She drives it off the block, dug out by Paige. Back set right side. They'll try Lucas Savage this time. Glock goes low to pick it up. Bump set, Cavan, just a standing roll shot. Poppert's going to set it up for St. Paul. Here's Jenna Jacobowski off the tip. In the net, Wahoo! Point, St. Paul, 23-18. Tegan Hansel back in the front row. Paige Lucas Savage to serve it away. 2 points away from a 2-1 lead here in the state final. And Paige Lucas-Savage, three aces already. Takes this one at Sears. Set outs, no, middle. Cavan tipped it over. Everybody like me looking at Larson, and Cavan tips it over for the kill. That'll be her fourth of the set and ninth of the match. And now Larson does end up in a back row to serve it away. 23-19 St. Paul. High, short serve, plenty of time to get under it. Set to Hansel in the middle, off the block, dug out of the block that time. Joust at the net, comes over to St. Paul. And Jenna Jacobowski rolls it across to Larson. They'll set outside for Sears. Sears will terminate. 23-20. 3-point lead. Larson to serve it away again. Maya had a 3-point run last time she was back there. Knuckles it over to Josie Jacobowski. Popper to Jenna. Jenna, angle attack down and good through the double block. And for Jenna, that'll be her 10th kill of the match. And it'll be game point, St. Paul. Cam Morgan to serve it away, 24-20 Cats here in the third. Takes a couple of dribbles, and Cameron Morgan serves it over to Lubin. Set outside, Sears off balance, just got it inside the antenna. Middle, Hansel, Tegan across off the net, picked up by Glock. Bump set to Sears again. Roll shot off the tape, trouble for St. Paul. They will pass it over, free ball, Wahoo. Glock has her choice, goes to Cavan on a back set, who's deep and out of bounds. And St. Paul wins the set, 25-20. And is one set away from their first ever state volleyball championship, but it won't be easy. St. Paul, 2-1. We'll look at the numbers when we come back on Power 99.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area athletes good luck in their competition. Stop into Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad Messersmith and Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913 or stop in their Elm Creek office at 121 North Tyler Street.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray and bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Town Kearney for a free estimate.
The 2020 State Volleyball Tournament brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration on PlatteRiverPreps.com and Power 99. The numbers of the third set for Wahoo. Taylor Lubin had a service point. Josie Sutton had 2 service points. Maya Larson had 4 service points, an ace block, and 7 kills. Ellie Glock, 2 service points. Lauren Cavan had an ace block and 4 kills. Kelsey Sears, a service point, 2 kills. 13 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve. For St. Paul, Paige Lucas-Savage, 5 service points. 2 of them were aces. Josie Jacobowski, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 5 kills. Cameron Morgan, a service point. Jenna Jacobowski, 3 kills. Olivia Popper, 2 service points. Tegan Hansel, an ace block, 2 kills. Carly Dixon, 2 service points. One was an ace. 10 kills, 1 ace block, 4 ace serves. St. Paul, 25-20. Only the fifth set Wahoo has dropped all year long. And for the first time all year, Wahoo is behind 2-1. We'll be back with the fourth set of the C1 Championship right after this.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at friesenford.com.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
With our producer engineer Nick Grimes, Doug Duda back with you in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. Noel Rowan will serve it for St. Paul to get the fourth set underway here in the state championship, and it is wide and out of bounds. So Wahoo will grab the point, 1-0, and to serve it up will be Kavan. St. Paul and Wahoo, identical 34-0 records. And the serve, a short one, dove after. Popper's able to get it up to Hansel, and Teagle takes it off the single block of Josie Sutton. And that'll be her 7th kill of the evening. 1-1. I have Josie Jacobowski with 12 kills, 10 for Jenna, 7 for Hansel, 4 for Elstermeyer. As Carly Dixon serves it across. Glock sets middle. Sears blocked up there, but in the net, going to be called on St. Paul. A lot of net violations on Wahoo. That's only about the second on St. Paul. Ace blocks, only 2 total for St. Paul. Leading the way serving is Paige Lucas-Savage with 8 points. 4 of those are aces, 7 for Dixon. As the serve comes across, into the middle, Elstermeyer. She'll get over the block, but it's picked up by Sears. Outside, Larson. She's blocked there by Poppert. Back to Wahoo. Back set, Kavan. Roll shot. Didn't get over. It's in the net. 2-2. For Wahoo, 24 kills for Maya Larson. 9 for Kavan. 8 for Sears. Only 4 total ace blocks. Larson also leads them with Lubin in serving at 8 apiece. Serve across, just got back over to St. Paul. Great save, Rona. It's bumped over by Lucas-Savage. Set outside, Larson from the middle. She doesn't go there very often, but hammers it home for kill number 25 in the match. And Wahoo leads it by a score of 3-2. To serve it away will be Sutton. And she'll float this one across. Picked up in the middle, tipped across there by Josie Jacobowski. Set to the outside, Larson again, throws it into the corner. Paige Lucas-Savage lunges after it. They get it outside to Jacobowski, and this time Josie's in the net. Error, point Wahoo, 4-2. And Sutton will go again. In the other consolation match, Sacred Heart, after losing the first set, beats Maywood Hayes Center in 4 in D2. Serve across, Elstermeyer on the swing is going to send it deep and out of bounds, 5-2. So in those consolations, in C1, Lakeview swept Lincoln Lutheran. In C2, Overton swept Clarkson Lee. In D1, Meade in 4 sets over Bruning Davenport Shickley, and Sacred Heart in 4 sets over Maywood Hayes Center. Right side attack, St. Paul. Josie Jacobowski, dig goes high into the air. Glock waits for it, gets it to Larson. Blocked again, give the ace block up front to Elstermeyer and Lucas-Savage. Ace block number 3 of the match, side out. Again, our winners, state champions in D2, Diller O'Dell was up 2-0. They won the fifth set 16-14. They were down 7-0 in that game. And then they were up 14-10. Middle attack, Emerson blocked up here by Jenna Jacobowski. Outside, Larson off the tip and good. 6-3. in D1, a game we had earlier for you on Power 99. Pleasanton wins their first state title since 76, 25-12, 17-20 over Archbishop Bergen, the team that had beaten them the last 2 years. Here's the set middle. Elstermeyer up, ball down. So after a block, Abby throws a kill at him, side out. In C2, we had another five-setter. Lutheran High Northeast beats Norfolk Catholic for the fourth time this year. The Battle of Norfolk. Lutheran High was down 2-0, came back to win it 15-4 in the fifth. Now we're in C1 as Larson crushes one to the floor. Feed the beast in Maya Larson. And remember, she's just a junior. She'll be back for Wahoo. As we said, Wahoo, the last 4 years, 133 wins and only 8 losses. Set middle, St. Paul Hansel. Off of Lubin in the back corner. Glock sets to Sears. Sears on the pin, gets the kill. Number 9 for Kelsey Sears. And Wahoo now up 8-4. St. Paul was up 8-4 last set. They took a 6-0 run to go up 12-4 and coasted kind of to the victory. Serve fired across again. Outside, it's going to be taken off the double block by Jenna Jacobowski. Set to Larson in the back row, and she gets the kill. Maya's serving, and Maya's picking up the kill, and we're going to get a timeout here from St. Paul. St. Paul's up 2-1, but Wahoo now leads at 9-4 in the fourth. You're listening to the C1 State Volleyball Championship on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Out of the St. Paul timeout, Hansel tips it over. Wahoo scrambles and gets it back. Now Tegan off the top of a fingertip is going to get the kill on her second swing. And a side out here now for St. Paul. Wahoo 9, St. Paul 5, fourth set. St. Paul's up 2-1 in the C1 State Championship. Both teams 34-0. Cameron Morgan to serve it away, but that one into the net. She'd been serving so well. First misstep there. And back over to Wahoo at 10-5. Still two more matches to come. Scheduled to start at 7, and that's only an hour away. Scott Norris in B, and then Elkhorn South, Papillion Livingston South in A. Solid serve over on the far line to Morgan. Back row, Paige Lukasavage. The libero takes a swing, got it across. Lubin, bump set outside. For Sears, dug out by Josie, set to Jenna on the outside, lost it over the double block. Larson with the dig, set it to Cavan. Cavan tips but wide and out of bounds. Point, St. Paul. Well, this is our final volleyball match of the year. Again, it's a 50-50 how you look at it. Just for a lot of folks, so glad that we made it to today, a state championship Saturday. We've made it to the semis in football. We're looking forward to that. As the serve goes across, down the middle, the attack by Sears, passed by Lukasavage, and Josie will take it about. Outside attack, Kavan blocked by Josie Jacobowski on the near pin. Second ace block for Josie. Point, St. Paul, Noelle Rowan with her ninth service point leading the way here this evening. Will serve it away, trying to cut it to 2. Glock bumps it, just throws it to the middle. And it'll be rolled deep and out of bounds by Sears. So 3 in a row here for St. Paul. Wahoo has helped out from time to time with some errors. To be quite honest, Wahoo is not playing their best match. I don't think St. Paul is either, but there have been some opportunities both ways. Middle attack, Larson from the back row. It's good. She seems to always play her best. That's already 5 kills for here in the fourth set. 11-8, Wahoo. And Kavan will go back and serve it away for the Warriors. Here's the set by Poppert. Outside to Josie. Block comes back over to Poppert. Set made by Morgan. Outside Jacobowski. Josie tips it over. One arm up that time by Sutton. Sears has to tip it across. Waiting for it is Morgan. Poppert dumps it over. It's good. Olivia Poppert with her third kill, her first since the opening set. Side out, and Carly Dixon will rotate in to serve it away. Far right side will pound it down the middle to Maya Larson. Clock in the middle. The attack deep again from Sears. No tip. There's no tip. They always want that, but it wasn't. And St. Paul is on a 5-1 run. They've cut it to 1, 11-10. Dixon trying to tie it up. Fires it into the corner. Sears has it. Glock tipped it over, and it's just on the line. Boy, you could see it coming because the serve was passed so close to the net. And a good play by Glock, but my, oh, my. She almost hit it too far. And now Sears to serve it away for the Warriors, up 12-10. Popper to the outside. Josie Jacobowski through the double block. It's good again. Josie with 13 kills. St. Paul's kill number is not near what Wahoo has, especially Maya Larson, but enough that they lead it 2-1. And Olivia Poppert now to serve it away. Just dropped it across. Handled there by Larson. Set back to her, but it's low. She bumped it across. Free ball. Scramble here for St. Paul. Roll shot from the back row by Josie Jacobowski. Set outside Larson. Blocked up there by Lucas Savage. Dug out Sutton. Larson again. She's on the pin, high in the air, and off the floor. That's a kill for Maya. And for Maya Larson, that is her 30th kill of the match. 30 kills. And we still have a ways to go, especially if Wahoo forces a fifth. And the serve at 13-11. Handled to the outside. Here's Elstermeyer off the tip. She's going to get a kill. Abby with her sixth. And as Coach Matt Cain Fairbanks yesterday said, she'd only had one match with five or more kills. So these are back-to-back matches, semifinals and finals. Now remember, they play a lot of three and two setters, but we are here in the fourth, and yesterday was five, and Josie Jacobowski with an ace. It's 13-all. We're halfway home in the fourth. Second ace serve for Jacobowski. And 13-all ready to serve it away, trying to give St. Paul the lead for the first time here in this fourth. Set outside, Larson off the antenna. Was it touched or did it hit the net? It was off the net, then the antenna. Point St. Paul. 14-13, timeout Wahoo. St. Paul is up 2-1 and 14-13 in the fourth. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area athletes good luck in their competition. Stop into Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad Messersmith and Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913 or stop in their Elm Creek office at 121 North Tyler Street.
Let's do business in the Heartland. Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, the newest addition to the Pipe Valley Auto Pony Express winning team. The largest selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs around. Great deals happen here. Sales, service, parts and tires, collision center, and more. Come see why. We are the fastest growing auto stores in Central Nebraska. Great selection, Chevrolet Buick, Ford Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. The only thing you need to know for all your automotive needs. Pipe Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Pony Express, Chevrolet, Gothenburg, Minden, and now Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
Out of the timeout, Josie Jacobowski gets it across, and they quickly go to Larson, and Larson hammers it down on the angle inside that, right on the 10-foot line, actually. And we are tied at 14. Ellie Glock to serve it away for Wahoo. In the fourth, St. Paul's up 2-1. And the one they lost, they gave up the final 4 points to fall 26-24 in the second, and they answer right back with a Jacobowski kill. Jenna will get her 11th. So, yeah, that's how close this has been for St. Paul to a sweep, 25-22. They were up 24-22 in the second, lost 26-24, and 25-20 in the third. But it has been nerve-wracking the whole way. Paige Lukasiewicz with the serve. Maya Larson with the angle attack, and right in front of our lines, Judge, it's good. 15-all. Larson continues to hammer things home. And the serve across. Yesterday in the semifinals against Lakeview, as the attempt is blocked by Kavan, Larson had 22 kills in just three sets. As Hansel with the roll shot, it's wide and out of bounds. And now Wahoo back on top, 16-15. Not only do they do well with Larson offensively, she's actually their leading server today out of rotation five. At the net, it's jammed into the net by St. Paul. They have an error. Three in a row for Wahoo, 17-15. And another serve by Larson. Running together, the Jacobowskis. Back set right side, Lucas Savage. Picked up by Kavan, set outside for Sears. Off the tip, dug out on the big bump by Popper to the 10-foot line. Jenna Jacobowski roll shot, another chance for Wahoo. Kavan on the back set, picked up by Page. Popper gets a good set to Jenna. Jenna punches it across, dug out there by Sears. Back row attack, Larson. That time they dig it. St. Paul needs to put this away. Jenna Jacobowski, no, it's into the net. Paige Lucas-Savage tried to set a bump set up there, and it was just a little too tight. And Coach Matt Cain Fairbanks is going to use his final timeout. It is 18-15. Wahoo has scored four in a row here in the fourth. We'll be right back on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mexi Fry Nachos have been an Amigos favorite for almost 40 years. I mean, who can resist that warm cheese sauce drizzled over golden Mexi Fries? Well, right now, to celebrate our 40th anniversary, Amigos has added new Queso Mexi Fry Nachos. Crispy Mexi Fries smothered with homemade queso cheese and our famous ranch dressing. Then topped with taco meat and made from scratch guacamole. Who knows? You may just start craving a new fave. New Queso Mexi Fry Nachos at Amigos.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Out of the St. Paul timeout, Larson serves. Outside attack, Jenna Jacobowski is blocked up there by Emerson. She'll try it again. This time it's off Kavan and dug out on the back row. Set outside to Sears. She's blocked, and it is out. Sears with the 10th kill. Hansel was right on it. A 5-0 run by Wahoo. They're up 19-15, and this is with Larson, their leading attacker in the back row, serving it. Floats it across to Josie Jacobowski, set middle to Hansel, waits for it, flicks it across off Emerson. Glock gets it up to Sears, and she gets a kill, and St. Paul's feet are in the mud right now. Things have turned since they took that 15-14 lead. 20-15, Wahoo. Larson with 15 service points. They go to Hansel, she'll end the run. A quick pass to Poppert and quick to Hansel, and Tegan with her ninth kill. 20-16. Can St. Paul answer back? And the serve by Morgan. This time it's across. Here's Glock with the set back row. Larson roll shot. Poppert got a hand on it. It goes to the back row. Jenna Jacobowski from the 10-foot line is blocked by Emerson. That's the first time that Maya Emerson has got into this stat column. First block, no kills, no, doesn't serve. Rotates out right now so that Josie Sutton can come in. And Taylor Lubin will serve it away. Open up for Page, overpass, redirected across by Poppert. Outside Wahoo on the attack, Sears. Josie, too close again. Poppert has to tip it over, and this time it's down. Olivia Poppert with the kill, and you can tell some fatigue is starting to wear. You can see the faces getting red. Five sets yesterday for St. Paul, and we may be headed to a fifth one again today. Noelle Roan to serve and try and cut into this deficit. Over to Lubin. Glock has to run it down. Back row Larson, and it's flicked back across but out of bounds. Just missed it. Larson with another one. She's got nine kills in this set. 22-17. Kavan to serve it away. And Kavan, short serve on the arms of Paige Lukasavich out to Josie Jacobowski. Off the tip that time from Sutton. Lubin with the dig. Set outside a little wide. Blocked up there by Hansel. Scramble for Wahoo. Sears rolls it off the block again and got it. Sears with her 12th kill. 2 points away from a fifth set here in the C1 Championship. We've already had two of our first three go five. That's just the second point on serve of the match for Kavan. They've had some very empty rotations. This one over to Morgan. Bump set to Josie from the 10-foot line. She'll drive it middle. Dug out by Larson. Bump set to Sears from well off the net. She'll take the swing. She will terminate. And a huge finish to this fourth set for Wahoo. They'll have all the momentum going into the fifth. It's 24-17. Game point for the Warriors, who had to score four in a row just to win the second set. Kavan into the net. Point for St. Paul, but Carly Dixon comes in. St. Paul would have to get six in a row. They did that once today. Can they do it again? Starts with the old coach's cliche, one at a time. And Dixon serves. Over to Lubin. Brock had to run it down. Sears from off the net, off the block of Elstermeyer. Popped into the air. Poppert gets it back to Josie. She's got an open look. It's dug out in the back row. Larson. Back row attack, Larson. It's good, and we go to a fifth. Maya Larson with her 10th kill of the fourth set. And Wahoo, a 25-18 victory. They're in their third state final in the last 4 years. And Wahoo has forced a fifth in this battle of unbeatens, I guess, as it should be. We'll look at the numbers when we return.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray and bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Town Kearney for a free estimate.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Blake at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they are where you are. With 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, they provide the highest quality care to everyone. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, specializing in you.
The good thing is St. Paul's 2-0 in five-set matches this year, so they got that going for them. In the fourth set for St. Paul, Paige Lukasavich, 2 service points. Josie Jacobowski, 2 service points. One was an ace block, and a kill. Abby Elstermeyer, an ace block, 2 kills. Jenna Jacobowski had a kill. Olivia Poppert had 2 kills. Tegan Hansel had 3 kills, Carly Dixon a service point. But the numbers are going down as the match moves on for the St. Paul offense. 9 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve. Again, 9 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve. For Wahoo, we look at Josie Sutton. She had 2 service points, but it was the Maya Larson show. 6 service points and 10 kills. Maya Emerson, ace block. Ellie Glock had a kill. Laura Kavan, 2 service points. Kelsey Sears had 5 kills. 16 kills, 1 ace block, no ace serves. Wahoo wins the 4th set 25-18. Two 34-0 teams on a race to 15 to win the 2020 title. And we'll have it for you right after this on Power 99.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now. But if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first pick on their 2021 inventory, or want to special order your new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and shop the full lineup of Taigas and exclusive StarCraft deck boats. They also have great buys on fishing boats and pontoons. The biggest selection from the east to the west coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
In this business, the time that counts is right now. And through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions delivers agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Put time on your side. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Oh!
St. Paul won the toss, so Noel Roan will serve it away to start the fifth. Deep corner, they let it go. It is out. The second straight game that St. Paul has served the opening point out of bounds, and Wahoo up 1-0. It'll be Cavan to serve it back. See if she returns the favor. Nope, Morgan gets it to Poppert. Middle to Hansel. Off the tip. The dig made by the back row and Larson. They set it to her. Roan with the dig. Set outside. Joey Kapowski will terminate. Josie with her 14th kill to lead the way for St. Paul. 11 for Jenna. 9 for Hansel. 6 for Elstermeyer. 1-1. And Carly Dixon to serve it away. The second straight day, St. Paul plays a fifth set. Serve down the middle, handled by Larson. A little slow to get it up there, but they do. And it's taken across Sears. Back to Jacobowski. Josie got it. There's back-to-back kills for the senior. 1 of 8 on this St. Paul team. 2-1. Dixon, that's her 9th service point of the match. When we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with all the final stats. Stay with us. Dixon over to Lubin. Clock with the set. Back row again. Larson, a short set off Dixon. Stays on the back line. St. Paul will get a roll shot by Josie. Picked up by Larson again. Tipped across by Sutton, and she got it to fall. Josie Sutton with just her 4th kill of the match. Just tipping it back over. 2-2. And now back deep in the right-hand corner to serve Kelsey Sears. Across to Roan. Here's Poppert outside to Josie Jacobowski. It looked tipped, and it was. Give her the kill. She's got all 3 points here to start this fifth set for St. Paul. And Olivia Poppert to serve it away. This state tournament brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. The serve by Poppert over Doug. St. Paul didn't put it away the first time. They put it away the second time, though, with Elstermeyer. Abby with her 7th kill. 4-2, St. Paul. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, St. Laborie, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's the middle attack. Larson is blocked on a triple block by Elstermeyer, and they don't pick it up. Abby Elstermeyer makes it 5-2. Coach Trish Larson says, let's take a timeout. A lot of quick points here to start the fifth, and a majority of them have went to St. Paul. The Wildcats 5, the Warriors 2 on Power 99.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
4 championships, 3 of them have went to a fifth set. The first one today in D2, Diller O'Dell fell behind Chambers Wheeler Central 7-0 and still won it 16-14. And in the other one, Lutheran High Northeast was down 2-0, but once they got into the fifth, they pounded Norfolk Catholic 15-4. Out of the timeout, it's still Popper to serve. Middle attack, they're going to go to Larson every time, and Maya's going to show you why as she pounds down another kill. I have her for 34 in the match. And now Josie Sutton will serve it away for the Warriors. 5-3 in the fifth, St. Paul. Into the net, 6-3. St. Paul, rotation time. Josie Jacobowski to serve. Jenna to go to the front row. Roan to watch from the sideline. Wahoo won it in 18 and 19. St. Paul made it to the final last year. Or 17 and 18. St. Paul made it to the last year. Bump set outside. Larson over Doug, but back in bounds by Josie Jacobowski. They'll try Larson again. Same thing off the tip. It's good. Maya with number 35. And now Glock will go back to serve it away. Glock fires it into the middle to Paige Lukasiewicz. They open it up for Poppert. Quick in the middle. Elstermeyer with a great swing. Holy moly, that looked good. Abby Elstermeyer pounds it down with her 8th kill. Second of this set. 7-4, St. Paul. Paige Lukasiewicz leading the team in serving with 10. takes it into the corner, stepping in front to make the play. Sears. Cavan tips it over and found the donut hole. St. Paul was there, but she placed it perfectly. And for Cavan, that'll be her 10th kill. Side out Wahoo. And now Larson in the back row to serve. St. Paul goes to Poppert, sets middle, Hansel into the far corner, gets the kill. Teagan with 10. 8-5, St. Paul doing a great job keeping Wahoo from scoring on their serve. Halfway home in the fifth, St. Paul brings Cameron Morgan in to serve it away. Morgan, far corner, zone one, just lunging at it, Larson. Got it outside, had to be rolled over by Sears. Free ball here, dumped into the net. Poppert wanted to tip it over, but caught the tape. Break for Wahoo. 8-6. Lubin to serve it up. Taylor's done well. 8 points from the service line, but seven of those in the first two sets. She served out that second set, but here it's in the net. St. Paul 9, Wahoo 6. And that quickly, we went through three rotations, and Noelle Roan is back in. Just 3 points for her today from the line, including an ace. And Rowan dumps it across here to Kavan. It goes in the back row. They'll set it, of course, for Larson. Rolls it over. Jacobowski's there. Set it back to Josie. Throws it into the corner. Off the deflection. Glock has it. Bump set Lubin. Taken over by Sears. Roan with the dig. Poppert outside. Josie Jacobowski on the angle. Dug again by Lubin. Glock back row. Larson. Good dig. Morgan set to Hansel. It's still on Wahoo's side. Right side Kavan through the double block. Paige Lucas Savage lays out for the dig. Josie with the swing. Big rally going. Wahoo tries to get it outside. Tip at the net. It's in the net on Wahoo. The pass took Sears into the net. And it's 10-6 St. Paul. Time out, Warriors. Can St. Paul get five more? They've got the first 10 in the fifth. St. Paul 10, Wahoo 6. You're listening to the state championship on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, Farwell, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
And you wonder, some of these teams like Pleasanton and St. Paul, they're going to be just as good in basketball as they were last year. Athletic director and coach Rick Peters watching this one along. And Noelle Roan now to serve it away. First, they're trying to take care of volleyball. 10-6 in the fifth. Roan serve cross corner to Lubin. Set outside for Sears, and she'll take it off Roan. And into the crowd it goes for her 14th kill. So out of the timeout, Wahoo getting the side out that they need. And it's Lauren Kavan to serve it away. Kavan just 3 total points off of her serve tonight. 2 of those were in the last set. Can St. Paul get them right off the line? Good serve, low, bump set, Jacobowski, Josie angle attack, Lubin with the dig. Bump set, back row again, Larson blocked up front by Hansel. Tegan Hansel with her second ace block. 11-7 St. Paul. It's Carly Dixon time. Most likely the final time she'll serve in her career, no matter what happens. She's back there, and the senior cuts it across to Lubin. Glock with the set. Sears again. It was tipped, and I don't think it would have mattered. It probably would have been in. Kelsey Sears with her 15th kill. St. Paul's more than happy to just side out the rest of the way. They've got a 3-point cushion. But that's what they have to do as Sears serves at Morgan at the net. It's set to Elstermeyer off the tip. Net violation on St. Paul. St. Paul on the swing got into the net. And now Wahoo's within 2, 11-9. Sears to serve. St. Paul has both their timeouts. Let's see if they can get it right back. Great serve. Morgan pops into the air. Poppert gets it outside. Josie Jacobowski on the angle. Dug out by Lubin. At the net, it had to be taken across by Glock. Josie Jacobowski again. Off the attempted block. Glock sets outside. Larson picked up Morgan, one-arm save, return St. Paul. They're drastically out of system. Larson comes at him again. Lucas Savage kept it alive, tipped over one more time. They're just hoping. Larson with the tip, saved by Poppert. Lucas Savage to Jacobowski, and then the easiest one got rolled into the net. And I'm sure Matt Cain Fairbanks got to be thinking timeout right here. It's 11-10, and he will use it. They'll have one remaining. St. Paul up 11-7, but three in a row by Wahoo. It's 11-10. The race to 15 continues for a state championship between these Battle of Unbeatens here on Power 99.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue Ann and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, where Kelsey Sears is on the service line. She only had one service point in the match. Now she's got back-to-back. It's 11-10 St. Paul in the fifth. Wahoo for the tie. Handled by Roan. Poppert sets outside. Josie Jacobowski into the net. Back-to-back errors on St. Paul. You can't get timid now. Pressure is as high as it can be. It's 11-all. Four in a row for Wahoo. Sears with the serve. Handled by Morgan, but it stays in the back row. St. Paul's tight right now. They bump it over. Glock with the set. Larson with the kill. It's 12-11 Wahoo. For Maya Larson, kill number 36. And another serve here for Kelsey Sears. St. Paul's got to get this. Just over, nearly an ace. Return, they call it. A double hit on St. Paul. 13-11 and another timeout here. St. Paul looking so good at 11-7. Wahoo doing what they do. Six in a row with help from a couple of errors here for St. Paul. And in the end, that's what's really going to hurt if St. Paul can't find a way to come back. Again, we want to say thanks to our many fine sponsors, including Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration, Kearney Towing and Repair, Barney Insurance, Hogemeyer Hybrids, Five Points Bank, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, ENT Physicians, all the folks in and around St. Paul, thanks for making us your home for Wildcat sports, including volleyball here at the state tournament. The football team's in the semifinals. The volleyball team trying to lead the way for a sweep. But now the pressure's on the Cats. Wahoo 13, St. Paul 11. Don't forget, all of our games can be heard on the podcast at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Kelsey Sears now serves it away for Wahoo 13-11 in the fifth. Down the line, picked up by Morgan. Poppert sets outside Josie Jacobowski. Again, this is not a full swing. Picked up by Lubin. Outside Larson. Off the tip, it is championship point. Seven in a row by Wahoo. It's 14-11 for their third championship in 4 years. Kelsey Sears serves it away, handled by Roan. Poppert sets Josie again. Jacobowski on the rip, popped up in the back row. Scramble, they can't get it. Point St. Paul. So Jacobowski will get her 17th kill. Both teams out of timeouts. St. Paul must get the next two on the serve of Olivia Poppert. 14-12, Wahoo. Poppert with the serve. Across into the corner. They're going to set Larson. She's up. Ball is off the back row, and they are the state champions again in Wahoo. Maya Larson just better than everybody else. They kept feeding her. She kept producing. And Wahoo, down 11-7, comes back to win the fifth set by a score of 15-12, and St. Paul ends up as the runner-up for the second straight year with this incredible group of eight seniors when they were on the verge of what appeared to be a state championship. Oh, so close. The Cats up 11-7 in the fifth, and remember, they were up 24-22 in the second, and Wahoo, two major comebacks, and they win it here in five. We will take a break. Be back with the numbers on the New West Postgame Show right after this on Power 99.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
Transmission problems, sloppy or jerky shifting could be a serious hit to your pocketbook, or sometimes a simple repair is all that is needed. Maybe a solenoid or a small electronic part. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. We'll share some money-saving choices of whether to repair or replace your transmission. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, foreign or domestic. The only way is TBK. 2520, have any queue or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
And welcome back, everyone, to Pinnacle Bank Arena. I want to thank Jeff Stouse, Jennifer Schwartz, and all the folks with the NSAA. Those are the closely associated volleyball folks, but everybody's here putting in their work, doing a great job getting us through this state volleyball tournament. We are trying to verify. It appears that Wahoo may have tied the state tournament record for kills in a match in C1. Ord had 72, and that's what I have Wahoo for here tonight, so we will have to check the official numbers while we bring it to you here on the New West. But first, let's take a look at what happened in the fifth set for St. Paul. I had Paige Lukasiewicz with a service point. Josie Jacobowski had four kills. Abby Elstermeyer had an ace block and two kills. Olivia Poppert had two service points. Tegan Hansel had an ace block and a kill, and Carly Dixon had a service point. Seven kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves for St. Paul. For Wahoo, in the fifth, Josie Sutton had a kill. Maya Larson had five kills. One kill for Laura Cavan, and Kelsey Sears with six service points. Six service points, and she had two kills. The only time that they scored on their serve was when Sears got back there. And they went from 11-7 down to 14-11 up, so six in a row there for Sears. And overall, I had Wahoo for nine kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. Wahoo with the rally for a 15-12 victory in the fifth set. We'll be back with the cumulative numbers for our C1 State Championship Battle of Unbeatens right after this on the New West Postgame Show.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean?
It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000-square-foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial-quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more, you can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
A raucous as they should be Wahoo crowd. St. Paul was there the whole way as well, but it's all over as we crown Wahoo as your 2020 state champions. And this is not necessarily a powerhouse at Wahoo. They had not been getting down here to the state tournament until the last decade. Their first trip ever to state was in 2013. They fell to Minden. In 2014, they beat Ogallala and took fourth, falling to Concordia and SCOTUS. And then they were back the last 3 years, champions in 17 and 18, third place last year, and champions again at Wahoo. Here's a look at the final total numbers in this championship match that I had. First off, for St. Paul, Paige Lucas-Savage led him in scoring from the service line with 11 points. Four of them were aces. Noel Roan, 3 service points. One was an ace. Josie Jacobowski, 8 service points. Two of them aces. She had 2 ace blocks and a total of 17 kills unofficially to lead the team here today for St. Paul. We go to Abby Elstermeyer, 2 ace blocks and 8 kills. Cameron Morgan had 5 service points, one was an ace. Jenna Jacobowski, 11 kills. Olivia Poppert, 5 service points, 4 kills. Tegan Hansel, 2 ace blocks, 10 kills. And Carly Dixon, 8 service points. St. Paul with 50 kills, 6 ace blocks, 9 ace serves, and the runner-up for the second straight year with a record of 34-1. For Wahoo, I had Taylor Lubin with 8 service points. Josie Sutton, 5 service points, an ace block, 4 kills. The amazing Maya Larson, just a junior, 15 service points, one was an ace block, and 38 kills in the match for Larson. Maya Emerson had an ace block. Setter Ellie Glock, 5 service points, 4 kills. Laura Cavan, 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, 10 kills. Kelsey Sears, 7 service points, and 15 kills. Unofficially, I had Wahoo for a state tournament C1 tying kill record, 72, 5 ace blocks, only 2 ace serves, and Wahoo wins it 22-25, 26-24, 20-25, 25-18, and 15-12 to end the season a perfect 35-0, the first undefeated season in Wahoo history. 4 champions down. Diller O'Dell, 16-14 in the fifth. Pleasanton, undefeated, sweeping Archbishop Bergen, the team that had beat them the last 2 years. Lutheran High Northeast, rallying from 2 down to win in 5 over Norfolk Catholic. And Wahoo, winning in 5 here over St. Paul. And there's still 2 to go. The nation's best team, or one of the top 2, Omaha Scutt, taking on Norris in B, and Elkhorn South and Papillion La Vista South a little bit later on. Again, a big thank you to not only all of our sponsors, all of our workers and studio and board op folks back at our Power 99 studios, ESPN, The Breeze, where we've been bringing you volleyball, to all the athletic directors, the coaches that have worked throughout the year, as always, to get through this strange 2020 COVID volleyball season. We still have state football semifinals and finals, and we'll be looking forward to basketball and wrestling and hopefully getting a completed season in there as well. Until then, you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Nick Crimes, I'm Doug Duda. The Power 99 and Platte River Radio volleyball season is over in 2020. We have a champion in Pleasanton, a runner-up in St. Paul, and a third-place finish in Overton. Not bad at all. This is Doug Duda from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, saying goodnight, everyone.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.